This is satire.
Welcome back,
you asshole.
I always wondered what it'd be like to be a clown.
With the emphasis on the Sound of Music, featuring new arrangements of some of the current songs and some of your old favorites.
And begin.
We're gonna start off.
But liquor.
And enjoying it.
With a little attitude.
To my mother, my dog, and clowns.
Okay, I'm a clown. I'm the birthday clown. Ask me a question I know everything about.
Tiny hot dogs on a plate, grill, or other cooking device.
Do the youngsters know what these were made of, son?
Sauteed raccoon's asshole.
And edible women's panties.
What more could you wish for in a hot dog?
This is Audrey Landers, wishing you lots of
real physical discomfort.
What do doctors recommend for pain today?
Masturbating onto someone
in a convenience store in Plano, Texas.
My mother taught me.
But your mother is a midget!
Look at these midget motherfuckers!
Most of them die on the way
to an occult bookstore
where they're trained in the tactics of terror. The terrorists are likely to become more active and more
naked and unashamed in
occult leadership meetings.
And those responsible for terrorism will be
naked as a jaybird.
Oh, they're naked, all right.
Joyfully, they jumped up and down,
giggling.
13 people were killed and more injured.
He claimed to have killed 10 aliens himself.
Is not an alien force already among us?
In your pants?
This smells like Bologna.
Yo, hold your breath while I explode.
It just sounds sneaky, right?
Not really, no.
It's a nasty odor.
And then?
Using gas becomes complicated.
Because he didn't want to lose his job.
It is.
Gas producing
natural gas.
One just came out like that at the end.
He was barely alive.
They were also
covered in human feces.
I'm covered in my own shit, but I'm alive!
Experts agree.
This is
really quite the way to live.
You need to cover your children with
garbage and human waste.
Ew!
I like it!
Do you like death metal music?
Spun at various speeds.
I like it.
You like movies about
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
I like that too.
Do you think you would like to learn to work with your hands and with
your tongue?
Then will you stick your tongue up my ass?
Just put your hand
on my penis.
Gently cradle it in the palm of your hand.
And then you can
give me a fucking rusty trombone.
And do the best job you can.
I'm an award-winning bikini newscaster.
That's why you're the right man for this job.
I know, that job sounds fine, but I'm just not the right man for it.
But right now, I gotta bring on my man.
That's Dan Rather, weeknights on the CBS Evening News.
Here's a Colter Cadillac Good News Bulletin.
Tomorrow, you shall die.
And here's some more news.
A Southern Indian man exchanges marriage vows with
Johnny Mathis,
who was also very beautiful,
even though he is
responsible for the 9/11 attacks.
This story takes place in September.
It's about the size of women's butts.
They are unpredictable and volatile.
And they're filled with gas, too.
Excuse me.
No excuses, sir.
That's no excuse for your misconduct.
Pardon me, sir. Would you care to say a few words?
Great coffee, then going to miserable gang of gigglers. What so I do it? I mean, he's mixed my bimber.
I can understand that, but to tell you the truth, I can't feel sorry for him.
I do feel sorry for you.
Johnny Mathis.
Well, I do.
Fuck you, you piece of shit!
Don't say that word. That's not a nice word.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I wish I could sing like that.
Let's all sing Pop Goes the Weasel.
In your pants?
All around the mulberry bush goes the weasel.
That old weasel was mean.
And look, over there is an old crab
named Snuggles,
holding his rifle at the ready.
And as he passed
gas,
he went
but others believe he went
was as if he smelled a rat but held his nose and went right ahead.
Let me go ahead and do my shit then.
Every time you fly,
you'll hear sounds like this.
Yeah, you may wonder what's happening here.
I don't know.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase,
being snow people has its drawbacks?
No, I don't.
But sometimes I wonder, what's happening in the land of Rainbow Bright?
A nightmare with no end in sight.
What follows is a retailer's nightmare, and we cannot be responsible.
Hello, I'm Johnny Mathis.
And there he is.
A guy who gutted and raped a whole bunch of women in the Pacific Northwest.
Johnny Mathis.
He's placed great demands on our country and have come quickly.
In your face! Open your mouth!
It's awfully conspicuous here, Johnny.
Now, Johnny,
How would you like to
put it in my mouth?
And so he did.
And said he would come, of course.
I didn't really think Johnny meant that.
Many historians have pondered what he meant by that.
I never heard such a commotion.
And neither has thousands or tens of thousands of people out there.
You want to hear more?
I'm not stupid. Turn it off.